Legacy of Liberation. Welcome to the Pesach Perspective. The Pesach Perspective is in honor of our homeland, Eretz Yisrael. May Kadosh Baruch Hu, may God protect our British soldiers, and may God return all the hostages from Gaza immediately, and may they merit to celebrate the Seder at their home this Pesach. The Pesach Perspective is in honor of the Refuah Shleima of our Rav Amitai Ben Shoshana and all those who need to experience a speedy and complete recovery. The Pesach Perspective is in loving memory of Hinda Bas Adol, Edward Ben Ephraim, Shlomo Ben Edward, and Yerachmiel Daniel Ben Gedalia. The souls be uplifted and may the memories be a blessing. We are about to celebrate Pesach, the holiday of freedom. We clean our homes to near perfection and eat ancient and spiritual bread, the matzah, and we drink 4 cups of wine in honor of our Yetzias Mitzrayim, in honor of our liberation. Most importantly, we tell the story of our Yetzias Mitzrayim, of our exodus from Egypt, making it relevant, making it resonate today. Unfortunately, with the hostages still in captivity, the Yetzias Mitzrayim pain, the exodus's narrative, becomes starkly relevant. The phrase, the whole dor v'dor omdim aleinu l'chaleseinu, in every generation they rise up to destroy us, feels all too real as new enemies emerge, similar in intent to eradicate and to destroy the nation chosen by God. An essential part of the Pesach experience is feeling as if we ourselves have left Egypt. To declare our freedoms, says our great sages, we must identify with the suffering they endured. And then we appreciate the exodus, our redemption from Mitzrayim, from Egypt. Tragically, many of our brothers and sisters in Israel experience such pain, such misery. From the outright slaughter in the kibbutzim to the massacre at the Nova Festival, the suffering they experienced is incomprehensible. Our correlation and comparison to the Jewish nation's suffering in Egypt won't be so challenging, won't be so difficult, unfortunately. Furthermore, with over 130 hostages still in captivity, held as pawns in a disgusting game of politics, the similarities to our past are stark and severe. As we celebrate Pesach and get ready for the Seder night, we must remind ourselves that the Seder night is a gesture to the past so we may see our future. Just as those who have risen to destroy us fail time and again, our enemies today will meet the same exact fate. Their efforts will see them joining the ranks of those in history who have unsuccessfully battled against God's chosen people. So the focus at our Seder table must be turning our history into living memory, making our past part of our present, internalizing that our struggle for freedom never ends, enabling us to add our unique stamp, our unique mark on our storied history. When we are describing our beginnings, we are empowered because of how far we have come and inspired to forge ahead to the day that next in Yerushalayim, the Shana Haba B'Yerushalayim, becomes a reality. With God's great mercy, may we merit to celebrate this Pesach with our hostages home in Yerushalayim with the third Beis HaMikdash. Have a joyous and meaningful Pesach.